Blog Talk Radio.
Lifeboat.
Welcome to The Meter, weighing the pulse of politics in America, all things politics.
Big Phil. Slim Jim.
And our co-host, Jana, just south of Canada. Welcome, Jana.
Grow up.
Jana here, Phil, just ranting off.
People are getting murdered in the street, and he doesn't even have the guts to get on TV.
He's so, such a hypocrite.
We love this great country. We just disagree on how it should be run. Big Phil, Jana, and Slim Jim at The Meter. Call us at The Meter. Area code 646-595-2943. Your input is very important to the show. Again, that number is area code 646-595-2943. Call us at The Meter. Or you can find us on the web at blogtalkradio.com/The Meter.
Good morning and welcome to The Meter, where we are weighing the pulse of politics in America. I'm still waiting for my two distinguished co-hosts to join us. Once they're on the line, we will introduce them and we will begin the show. Just like to briefly discuss the itinerary today. As the economy continues to struggle, we are going to focus on President Barack Obama's record as on his foreign policy. Right now, analysts are saying that the economy is the number one thing that's driving Americans who they're going to be voting for this fall, either it being President Barack Obama or former governor of Massachusetts Mitt Romney. The foreign policy, however, of Barack Obama, with the killing of bin Laden, that was in May of 2011, that was a big accomplishment for the Obama administration. And, of course, since he's been public enemy number one for over 10 years, that was a big accomplishment for the United States and our military. So right now, we're going to continue to focus on President Barack Obama's record as foreign policy. We talk about China, we talk about what's going on in Iran, and today in Egypt, we are awaiting the election results between Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi and the former prime minister under ousted President Mohamed Barak, Ahmad Shaikh. So my co-host Jana is on the line. Are you there, Jana? Jana, welcome
Sorry
to the show.
Sorry about this. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, is James here?
Slim Jim is not with us yet. We are still waiting for him to join us. So once
okay.
he is on,
go
once
ahead.
He joins us, we will go ahead and introduce him. With
okay.
We are talking about Obama's foreign policy today. As the economy seems to be the number one issue with the voters, and as all the political strategists and analysts are saying that's driving the voters' decisions this November. But Obama's foreign policy, we are going to be talking about that today. And so today we are awaiting the election results in Egypt between the after President Mubarak was ousted and the election today between Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi and the last prime minister under Mubarak, Ahmad Shaikh. So we are weighing the results between those two candidates. So, Jana, you and I did a little bit of sidebar this morning about Obama's foreign policy. So why don't you go ahead and tell our viewers why you think his foreign policy has been successful.
Oh, I think his foreign policy has been more than successful. It's amazing. I think he's probably one of the strongest presidents the United States has ever seen as far as foreign policy goes. I mean, He did go in and get Osama bin Laden, which Bush couldn't do, and he's wiping out al-Qaeda. I mean, he's really destroying our real enemies and going after them, and he's improved relations around the world. Most of the world seems to really like him and respect him. I'm not saying that's everyone, but I really don't even think there's any debate in Obama's foreign policy at all. I think the record stands for itself, and it's more than outstanding.
Okay, well, my stomach almost came up there, Janet, when you said the strongest foreign policy ever. I mean, you really believe that?
Oh, God, yes. Easily.
Okay.
Can I say something else here? I just want to add one more thing. He was great. He's been great about going around the world and traveling and trying to open up trade because it increases jobs in the United States. That's exactly what a president should be doing to make more jobs in the United States, and he's done it.
So where has he, who's he trying to open up trade, Rob? Where is he trying to develop trade?
Well, I remember his trip to India, and I remember when the right wing was claiming that they had 8 million agents and it was costing zillions of dollars or whatever ridiculousness that was. And then also when he went to Brazil, too. I mean, that's exactly what a president should be doing to create jobs, and that's what he's doing. That's what he's done. I don't know last time he traveled overseas, but he was 100% right in doing that. That's what he should be doing.
Well, it hasn't been too successful, Jan. I mean, the unemployment rate was 10%. Now it's 8.3, so he hasn't created jobs.
He has
negative job growth his entire time as president. He's never had a time with jobs. He's had plus. He's had net jobs.
No, that's not even true. I mean, we have had small job growth, modest job growth, but it is growth. We're not losing 750,000 jobs per month like Bush was. Obama stopped the bleeding.
Okay, Janet, well, Slim Jim is now with us. Slim Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, guys.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you back.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here on the meter. Jen, I understand. I hear Phil still bashing our president and blaming the loss of jobs on President Obama. And once again, he doesn't give a former President Bush any... It doesn't put any of the blame on him.
No, none.
Not true, Slim Jim. I told you that what I blame Bush for is he let Barney Frank and Chris Dodd wreck the economy, the housing market, with their policies that forced these banks to make these loans. And he stood by and let it happen. He stood by and let it happen, so I blame him for that. So he's partially responsible. So that was why we had the downturn in the economy at the end of the Bush administration. So Barack Obama, nobody wanted him to wave a magic wand and the economy suddenly turn around. But he's had to make the situation better. That's what he pledged to do. That's why the American people elected him. And he has failed to do that. But Slim Jim, the topics today that we've been talking about is Obama's foreign policy. Starting with Jana mentioned that the killing of bin Laden, which is the highlight of the Obama foreign policy, but also we're talking about the election in Egypt between the Muslim Brotherhood candidate and the former prime minister under ousted President Mubarak. That runoff is happening, and we are waiting for the announcement any time.
Well, what does that have to do with the Obama administration? I mean, obviously we've seen historically how ineffective the so-called democracy and elections are in other countries, where they're all rigged and so much corruption, and it seems to be a lot of issues surrounding this particular vote. But what does that have to do with Obama? Are you blaming what issue are you blaming on Obama now, Big Phil?
Well, when he ordered U.S. bombers to come in and to attack Egypt, so Mubarak would be ousted, and he's a U.S. ally. You don't think that comes back on Obama at all?
Because
the United States
country
involved against an American ally.
Libya was an ally too. All our allies
Libya was never an ally of the United States. Libya was never an ally of the United States.
Bush was even photographed with him, for God's sakes.
What happened?
We didn't with Libya under Bush.
What happened in Libya is that they denounced their nuclear ambitions. They denounced their nuclear ambitions, and so the United States welcomed them back into the world of nations, into the dialogue.
Well,
that's
he was
what
still evil,
Libya.
Phil. I don't care if he was welcomed back or not. He was still evil. Allies
should
be evil. Do you think is Pakistan good? Are they a great ally? Is Afghanistan? I don't think so. There's plenty of problems and corruption in their government.
Well,
you
mentioned Pakistan.
Everybody is evil in that part of the world.
Well, what about Saudi Arabia?
Most of the terrorists. They're the ones that come to power, not the good people, not the decent people.
Well,
Egypt or Libya or anywhere else around there.
Big Phil, most in Saudi Arabia, most of the terrorists. In Saudi Arabia, most of the terrorists from 9/11, Jenna, were from Saudi Arabia. But we consider those allies. And Bush ponied up.
They're so tight, it's unbelievable.
Exactly. Especially, obviously Obama didn't trust, when he came in the office, he didn't trust the Pakistani government. And look, they were harboring Bin Laden, the world's most wanted terrorist for years, Phil, right under their military facilities there in Pakistan. And nobody's yet to answer for that. And they call themselves being upset with the United States for going in without informing them. If we would have informed them, as Bush probably would have done, we would have never gotten Bin Laden. They would have given him a heads up, and he would have gotten out of there. And that's what's happened over all these years. Jenna, wouldn't you agree with that? The reason we didn't get Bin Laden is because of our relationship with Pakistan, especially under George W. Bush. Somebody was always tipping him off that we were coming in, and we could never get him. But Obama said, no, I'm not going to trust the Pakistani government. I'm going to go around them, and thank God he did. And Bin Laden's gone. And Phil refuses to give the president any credit. The whole entire Republican Party refuses to give him any credit. And now Phil wants to blame it. Look, there's uprising in the world now. I mean, you look at in Egypt, you look at in Europe, the people are tired of being killed. I mean, look at what's going on in Syria. People are uprising, not just taking it anymore. And democracy is reigning, but there's no control that we can have over those people. Those people are tired of being oppressed for all of these years. And thank God for them.
They're tired. The best thing we can do pretty much is stay up. But I can understand why we did what we did in Libya, because our strong allies, France, they said that they felt really threatened by Libya. Probably, a lot of it had to do with, you know, close proximity, whatever. And they asked us to join them. That's how situations should be handled. It should be a joint effort so that not one country has to bear the brunt of rebuilding these countries, and not so we go and send only our men off. It should be a joint effort. That's exactly
Absolutely.
How it should be done. Obama did
Absolutely.
It the right way.
Absolutely.
You say that the United
Absolutely.
States should not get involved, and why did Obama order U.S. bombers to go in and oust Mubarak? I mean, he was a United States ally. You don't go in and support.
We told you, Phil.
It's the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mubarak was so good, his people wouldn't have overthrown him. So get real. That's how it works.
Exactly. It was going to happen anyway, Phil. You know that. It was.
His government kept peace with Israel. They recognized Israel, and they were friendly to the United States.
That they treated their own people well, Phil. The same thing with the Shah of Iran. The U.S. loved him. The people hated him. He was a brutal leader. So they got rid of them.
Jenna, the barbarians are the ones that come to power in that part of the world. So
the good people, the decent people,
not the ones that run the country. They don't run the government.
Oh, so Mubarak didn't run the government and Gaddafi didn't run the government?
He did run the government. But he was friendly to the United States, and I agree he was a barbarian. But now we're going to get a barbarian that's hostile to the United States and hostile toward Israel.
Well, we're just telling, Phil, it's not solely based on who is hostile towards Israel and who isn't. There's a lot more to it than that.
Well, that's what Republicans believe, Jenna. They believe that if anybody doesn't like Israel, they hate everybody else. It's all about Israel, and like they've never done anything wrong, they don't do anything wrong. It's all about Israel. That Republicans kill me with that, and it's tiring. It's tiring that Israel can do nothing wrong. If somebody hates Israel or somebody wants to go after Israel, then it's wrong. Then they hate America. This is crazy. It's so crazy, and they've made a lot of mistakes over there, and the leaders of that country are extreme too, Phil. What do you have to say about that? Netanyahu, he's a very extremist guy. So, you know, it's all about protecting Israel, and I just disagree with that.
Netanyahu is not an extreme leader. He's not a barbarian.
Oh,
he understands what is what Israel faces. He understands the reality that the Arab countries do not want an Israeli state. They do not want a Jewish state. They've attacked Israel numerous times since Israel's founding in 1948 continuously. And now they have continual terrorist attacks against the people of Israel. So he understands the reality. And for the United States, for Barack Obama, who's the president of the United States, in the Oval Office with Netanyahu sitting right there saying that the United States, that Israel should go back to the 1967 borders, proves that he doesn't understand the reality of that situation. And then he gets smacked in the mouth right there in his own office by Netanyahu in front of the whole world. It was an embarrassing moment for Barack Obama.
It's not embarrassing. Nothing's been embarrassing for Obama. He's excellent. His foreign policy is the best. See all that talk, and I'm back to the same conclusion. His foreign policy is superb. There's not even a debate there, I don't think at all.
Well, and then Jenny, the Republicans failed to give our Secretary of State any credit. She's been a great Secretary of State. She's been well respected over the world, and that was a decision. That was a tough decision for Obama to make. He put Hillary Clinton, who was his, they had a real contentious election, and to trust her in that most important position says a lot about President Obama, and she's done a great job, and she's been are you guys there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know if I lost you or not. But a lot of the things that happened.
I pressing buttons by mistake. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. But still, what I was saying is a lot of the things that happen in other countries are just it's not really at our control. I said earlier that democracy is reigning in the world, and it started a couple years ago. And it's people are just tired of being oppressed, and we can't control every situation. Like Jana says, some things we just have to allow to happen and stay out of it. We can't. Be traffic cops for the world all the time. We just can't. We can't afford
everybody
to.
Everybody agrees with that, but don't you also agree that who's in power, we have to have relations?
Absolutely. Having allies all over the world obviously is going to help us, but we need, first of all, I think there's a bigger issue, the whole issue in Syria right now. Something needs to be done about that. And we're not going to go in and fix that issue alone. But we other countries need to step up and stop always depending on the U.S. to further all of the brunt and take all of the responsibility. And Phil, you guys right now, you got the president on the ropes right now. You think you got him on the ropes, but I'm telling you, when these debates start to happen, you're going to see the distinction between the two, and you're going to see the separation. They keep talking about how these polls are so close, Jenna, and I don't believe it. I just think right now people aren't really paying attention, and I think that when the president comes out and talks about his foreign policy success, it's going to blow Mitt Romney away. It's going to absolutely blow him away. Now we can't get along with everybody. I mean, we can't fester great relationships with everybody in the world, because some of these leaders are dictators. They're evil people, and you know, we've got to deal with that. And they oppress their people, and sometimes we just need to stay out of things and let it happen.
Yeah,
democracy, you can't.
It's a hard call.
Yeah. But Phil, you used to.
In Egypt, Mubarak was an ally. Well, he wasn't an ally, but he was a friend. He was a friendly.
Phil,
of the
why
United
are you talking
States.
About? He was going to be ousted either way. There's nothing we could have done to control that. His people hate him, and there's nothing we in the U.S. could do that. So why do you keep talking about that?
The reason I keep talking about it is we have good relations with him, and now what's going on in Egypt, thanks to Obama's intervention, we're going to have they could have a Muslim Brotherhood president who's hostile toward Israel. You want there to be another Israeli-Arab war?
Phil, I can't see how you blame that on the president. I'm telling you that the oppression there.
He got directly involved in ousting Mubarak. That was a terrible thing to do. That was not a wise thing to do. That shows that he does not have expertise in foreign policy, because he got Bin Laden, because waterboarding led to got us the intelligence to Bin Laden's location, something that he called torture. And he said, go ahead and take him out. You think that gives him foreign policy expertise? Well, it doesn't. He doesn't understand foreign policy. He doesn't understand the United States, our significance of our role in the world, and how important it is to have allies over the peace
with
Israel.
Okay, Phil, it's silly to say somebody doesn't know it because they don't agree with you. And you said Obama lacks the intelligence. Clearly the guy does not lack intelligence in anything. He was magna cum laude at Harvard, so overall he does not lack intelligence. So that's just
one of the biggest misconceptions about Obama, how smart he is. He's not that smart.
Phil, magna cum laude proves he's smart. You can't argue that. That means his grades were at the top.
They did. He graduated with honors. Hundreds of thousands of people graduate with honors around this country. It doesn't mean you're superior in intelligence.
At Harvard? In the same year Obama does? No, Phil. That's not even
Well,
true.
Bush has a degree
it's
from
Harvard too,
and
Phil.
From Yale
Harvard.
And Harvard.
It's
what
Harvard.
Does that mean
Harvard's
with
one
Bush?
Of the top
that just
in the country.
Hey, Jenna.
You guys say how
said,
the lack of intelligence
said,
that
Bush
has. That's one of the the bread and butter of your attack on George Bush. He's got a degree.
Yeah, but
he has
are you
a degree from
this?
Yale and a
was,
graduate
Phil,
degree from Harvard.
He was never magna cum laude.
Who cares?
Are you comparing
with somebody 22 years old anyway?
It proves he's intelligent, Phil. You can't argue that he's not intelligent. It proves for fact he is.
Is Bush intelligent? He has 2 degrees from an Ivy League school.
No, that
he had
those
okay,
degrees.
Okay, all right. Just Democrats and liberals
Bush
that get degrees. That makes them smart, but not
class.
Republicans, right?
Bush never graduated at the top of his class. It's fact. He never did.
So what? He graduated from, he got degrees from Harvard and Yale.
You
have to be pretty intelligent
graduate.
To make it through those two schools.
No,
so, Phil,
no,
what is your opinion of George?
You've got the father paying the money.
Anyway,
well,
I don't
want to
talk about a graduate from Harvard and Yale.
No, it's fact.
Silly.
Of course
Phil,
you don't want to talk about it, Big Phil.
If he had a son that graduated magna cum laude at Harvard, he would be out there saying it was the best thing in the world and how intelligent his son was, and he knows it.
Okay, well, guys, let's move on to another topic that's been engulfing the country, which is the U.S. Border Patrol agent that got killed because of Barack Obama's policy of fast and furious. They intentionally sent American guns to Mexican drug cartels so they could try to track them, even though the guns had no tracking devices. So Eric Holder he's under fire right now from the U.S. Congress. And Barack Obama issued executive privilege to protect his buddy, Attorney General. So
he's only under fire because
Daryl
Issa is an asshole. That's just let's keep it what it is. It's all about political
drama. Watch your language on the air.
In an election season, I'm sorry, I couldn't even come up with any other description. Daryl Issa is a troublemaker. He always has been. He's been very not productive, and he's just trying to. This is all political posturing to embarrass the president. That's what Republicans do well. is they have no respect for this president. I've never seen anything like it in the history of this country, and it has to stop. They don't even refer to him as the president. I've never seen anything like it. It's racist, and Daryl Issa is a racist, and obviously I don't like him, and I don't mix my words about him. I think this is political garbage, and I think it's just a way to embarrass the president. And in no way has a sitting attorney general has been put in a position like this in the history of this country. Other, you know, as far as, I mean, I know there in history there have been other situations where that was more serious than this, but this is no more than political posturing. And you Republicans still need to come up with something better than this. It's an embarrassment for this country. Daryl Issa has done nothing since he's been in office, and I think it's just embarrassing for this country. I really do.
No,
he said he was
going to do it right away. He said he was going to go after the Democrats for everything. That's exactly what
absolutely.
He said.
Absolutely.
And if they were really sincere about wanting to get to the bottom of this, because the program started under Bush, and I say
under Bush, absolutely. That's what they failed to say, Jenna. It started under Bush.
Yep, and ISA approved the funding to fund it, too. And ISA didn't call up anybody from the ATF. He didn't call up anybody from the Bush administration at all. And also, that gun, too. Give me a break, Phil. It's a right-wing argument that even if criminals can't get legal guns, they'll get illegal guns anyways. If they would have had another gun and shot the guy, if they couldn't get a government gun, they have no shortage of guns.
They don't have guns as the country given to them by the President of the United States, and this policy was not begun under Bush. It was an entirely different type of program where they did have tracking devices, and guns were not deliberately given to drug cartels.
The
policy ended in 2010 because it was not a success.
It started under Bush.
It did not start under Bush. It did not start under Bush.
Yes, it did, Phil.
No, it certainly did not. It was a completely different
program. You need to go back and do your homework, Phil.
This has nothing to do with Bush. This is all Obama.
Oh, my God, Phil. You need to go back and do your homework.
I can prove you wrong, and I'm just going to look up the wiki entry right now and tell you what it says the year it started.
Please do that, because Phil needs to go back and do his homework.
This was a completely different program under Barack Obama, and there
are
no tracking devices.
Bill.
If he wanted to track these weapons, there's no tracking devices on these weapons that he gave the drug cartels. And now a U.S. border agent is dead. Mexican civilians are dead thanks to Barack Obama giving guns to them.
So it's the same. It's the same program.
Program implemented under Bush. The most
was not implemented under Bush. You don't have the right information.
Stopping it. They said when Holder found out, he did stop it because it was a bad program.
And Barack Obama, he devised the Fast and Furious, and now he's hiding all the documents because
it's
going to
completely
embarrass and humiliate his administration.
That's not even true, Phil.
How can he not release the documents? He had to implement executive privilege.
He's released many of them, and the investigation's still pending. That's why I'm coming up with Fast and Furious, the film. I keep getting so hold of him.
Barack Obama, his administration, his Attorney General Eric Holder is formally under. He's formally now in trouble with the U.S. Congress. And Barack Obama's trying to
Who cares,
not anymore.
Who cares,
Obama
Phil?
Ended that. It's over now, Phil.
Well, it was just political posturing by this racist Congress led by people like Daryl Issa and John Boehner. And it was just political posturing. And it's embarrassing for this country that necessary tax dollars spent just to embarrass the president in an election season. And I'm telling you, I can't wait. And I don't know about you, Jenna, but I can't wait for the debates to start because Mitt Romney, who there's a poll, I don't know if you guys have seen it last week, where most of the people in this country don't trust the guy and they don't believe that he's authentic. And the only reason that he's even close is because of the economy. It has nothing to do with Barack Obama. Go ahead, Jenna.
I just wanted to say I looked up on Wikipedia, and it's also called Project Gunrunner, and this is what Wikipedia says. In early 2011, the operation became controversial when it was revealed that Operation Fast and Furious and other probes under Project Gunrunner had allowed guns to walk into the hands of Mexican drug cartels since as early as 2006. Then it says history. The ATF began Project Gunrunner as a pilot project in Laredo, Texas in 2005 and expanded it as a national initiative in 2006.
That's what we do here at the meter, Phil. We give the correct information.
Wikipedia isn't partisan either. It's just
the program, listen here, guys. The program that you're talking about under Bush was called Wide Receiver, and it was completely different. It was run by the ATF. The ATF and the Mexican government were informed, and under Barack Obama and Fast and Furious, the ATF wasn't involved, the Mexican government wasn't involved, and there were no tracking devices on these weapons. So this is completely different,
right,
and it's a completely entire, absolutely
the
disaster of a failed program under Barack Obama. His design, his program, nothing to do with George Bush's program. Nothing to do with it.
Right here. Bill, listen. It says, allowed guns to walk into the hands of Mexican drug cartels since as early as 2006. That's the criticism that it went to Mexican drug cartels, not the name of whatever project it was. The criticism is that it allowed Mexican drug cartels to get U.S. guns, and that started happening in 2006.
But under George Bush, it was called Wide Receiver, and the guns had tracking devices, and the ATF ran it, and the Mexican government was involved. Under Barack Obama, none of that happened.
But still, people are still against it if it goes into the hands of...
And they discontinued it because it was a failure. Barack Obama came up with his own program. It gave guns to these Mexican cartels with no tracking devices and no involvement of the Mexican government and the U.S. ATF.
Phil, people are against it because it was, and even Bush did it. Guns went into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. That's the criticism. It happened under Bush. It started under Bush. It doesn't matter if the ATF was involved or if it had a tracking device. It's still bad, Phil. It's still bad.
Well, this is the type of thing that the police, they do things like this, too.
But are you defending it now, Phil? I don't get it.
I'm not defending it. I'm coming against what Barack Obama has done because he just went off on his own and tried to deliver these weapons to Mexican drug cartels for God knows what reason. Probably because he didn't get guns banned in the United States.
What you fail to realize is... What he fails to realize is
completely
Obama's
different program.
Had to come in.
Under George Bush, it was controlled. The guns were, they had tracking devices. Like I said, the government was involved. Mexican government was involved, and the ATF was involved. Under Barack Obama, none of this happened. He just blindly sent these weapons to these Mexican drug cartels.
It was wrong under Bush, too, Phil. You're never going to get Americans to say what Bush did was fine and what Obama did was wrong.
Bush discontinued it in 2007. Why would Barack Obama bring it back up?
Well, Phil, like I said, you're never going to get sway Americans on your side that way.
Thanks to Barack Obama, we have a dead U.S. border agent and Mexican civilians because they got U.S. guns with no tracking devices, and no Mexican government involvement, no ATF involvement, no control whatsoever.
So you're saying that, in other words, those drug cartels, unless they had U.S. guns, they wouldn't have any guns at all? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
They wouldn't have guns given to them by the President of the United States, that's for sure. So yeah, I know what Barack Obama's. I know what his intention is. His intention is to say, see how bad guns are. Nobody should have them. They want to further try to implement gun control in the United States. That's the whole idea behind Obama.
That is just such idiotic, paranoid crap. Give me a break. Nobody's trying to take away guns, and that's why it happened. That is more than ridiculous.
How can you explain it? How can you explain it then?
You people are nuts.
God.
Okay, well, you can now chalk up a big foreign policy victory for Barack Obama. The Muslim Brotherhood candidate won the election in Egypt. Good job, Mr. President. Muslim Brotherhood revolution that Barack Obama helped create.
Oh, Phil, you're just being nuts now. You're just saying anything out there wild.
The revolution in Egypt was never about democracy. It was about the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the ones that spurred this revolution. And now we got somebody that's anti-Israel
in control
of the Egyptian government.
It's he's right and you're wrong, Phil. What else can I say?
Well, what I can say is that the Obama administration helped bring to power the Muslim Brotherhood in an Arab country. Now they govern one of the largest countries in the Arab world.
Oh, come on. Now, Muslim terrorists didn't exist before Obama, so.
They didn't control the government, not in Egypt.
Phil, they've been controlling governments all over the place. That's the problem.
No, they never controlled the government with U.S. backing. They didn't oust the United States ally to bring in a Muslim Brotherhood government.
You can't blame that on Obama.
That never happened. Ridiculous
things on Obama. You're over the top. I mean, if you had real substantial accusations, but you never do. It's just like way out there, crazy, insane stuff.
Well, that's Republicans, Jenna. That's their M.O. And Phil just throws stuff out there. The problem is President Obama's had to come in and fix a lot of problems that George W. Bush started. Now, I agree. It's his party now. It's his government. It's all about him. So, obviously, we're going to make decisions based on what his decisions are. But let's just call a spade, Big Phil. This project that you keep referring to that's been extreme, obviously it didn't work under Bush and didn't work under Obama, but you can't blame it all on Obama. That's the point we're trying to make here. And you guys on the right are just going to constantly pick at this president about everything and blame everything that happens in the world on President Obama. And democracy is reigning. Democracy, there's no democracy. Democracy is reigning in the world. People are tired of being oppressed. And there are people out there that will die. They will die to get freedom for their people. And
so
I think that's what
it's more progress under Obama. It's more progress.
It's more progress because this government under George W. Bush was seen as almost an extreme right wing. Do it my way. It's my way or the highway. It's a cowboy attitude. That's the attitude that the world looked at when this president took us into two wars and got us into financial dismay and disarray. And you want to blame all of that, continue to blame all of that on the president, which he's done nothing but have to come in and try to fix all the problems that George Bush created in 12 years, Phil, in 8 years. Well, you call it 12 years, and I agree. It started. Some of this crap started under the Clinton administration. I'll give you that. Some of those decisions that were made under Bill Clinton at the end of his last term were Democratic problems. So, but you can't put everything on this president. That's my point.
Well, you know what my point is? You guys are trying to absolve Barack Obama from any responsibility for anything that happens in his administration, just to say it's
Bush. No, we're not. No,
that's your whole
policy. Not true.
We don't want to blame the deathless border agent and these Mexican civilians on Barack Obama.
How are you going to blame? How are you going to be? How are you going to blame
George
that on Barack
Bush
Obama?
Policy
how are you? How are you going to blame the death of this? Jeez.
And the economy, which has continued to tank under Barack Obama, we haven't recovered. We've never come out of recession. And you guys just want to say, it's all Bush.
Recovery.
It's all Bush. It's all Bush.
There is
3.5
recovery.
Years later, it's not going to work this time.
There is some recovery. It's fact. And did you even see the polls? Like how many, the majority of Americans said they were better off than they were 4 years ago in one of the
zero. That's how many? Zero.
No, Phil, it was the majority of the people responding said they were better off.
Yeah,
than
you know
they
who
were
they polled? They polled everybody that works in the Barack Obama administration. So, sure, they're better off.
That's a hard watch, Phil. He's only against polls, Jenna, when it's negative against the Republicans.
Very victim. Yeah. Go Phil.
Okay.
And look at even
well,
the
we got
calls
about
after.
20 minutes left in the show. We want to say this shout out to our other co-host, Glenn Wooten, who's still recovering from his operation that he had on his knee. You want to, Slim Jim, I know you're close with Glenn. You want to say a shout out to him?
Well, Glenn is definitely recuperating. He will be back on the show very soon, and we're going to be out here in the middle America very soon with the show, and just keep Glenn in your prayers, and we appreciate the numbers of people that are listening to the show after the show has been recorded live. It's going up every day. We have a lot of supporters out there, guys, who go in and listen to the meter on their iPhones, their iPads, their smartphones, and they go through iTunes. We've got a great following through iTunes. So we just want to thank all of our listeners who support the meter. And just be patient. We will get out there. I know we've been saying it every week, but we will get out there and get this show to the next level. But we are moving forward, and again, you will see Glenn out on the field, and we want to again thanks to Jana, who is out there in just south of Canada, as Phil says, and Big Phil, who's in our studios in Northern Virginia, and guys, it's been fun, and I'm just excited about this upcoming election, and the meter is going to be in the middle of it all, and we're excited about it, and you're going to see the a big involvement evolvement of the meter, where we weigh the pulse of politics in America. We love this country. We just disagree of how it should be governed. Big Phil, Jana, and Slim Jim, and Glenn Wooten, we are excited for the movement. And look out for AmericaSpeaksNow.com. It's coming, I promise you. And Big Phil, you've been – I know you guys did the show last week. I didn't listen to the show, and – Jana, I gave Phil a call because, you know, I told him that we have a partisan show, or we have a nonpartisan show, and Phil likes to when I'm not around, he loves to bash our president. But I know Jana covered. I know Jana sticks up for President Obama, for this country, and we both think he's been a great leader, not a perfect leader, but we think he's been a great leader, and he deserves another 4 years. And I think that when all of the dust is settled, Phil, you're going to be very disappointed that your boy Mitt Romney, and Jana and I both know you really don't support Mitt Romney. We know you would love to have somebody else there other than him. You're just you're partisan Republican, and you're gonna go with party lines and support Romney.
He won the primary, so that's who I'm supporting.
Well, he won the primaries because you're the pool of candidates that the Republicans had was an embarrassment.
Whatever you want to say about it, he won the primary, so he's the one that I'm supporting. And this fall, we'd like to get up in Jana's neck of the woods with the show at Syracuse University and Cornell, if we can get that organized. So it'd be great to get the meter on the campus of Syracuse and in Cornell. Jana lives very close to both. And we'd love to hear what the students up there had to think about the 2012 election, what they think about the Obama administration, and just to hear their opinion on anything about politics. We got some big plans here in Northern Virginia with all the universities, and we're going to be out. So we're going to be out there, just like Slim just said.
Well, great, Phil. What's going on with the latest elections, or the results in the polling, as far as Mitt Romney and President Obama is concerned?
Well,
what do we see?
Every poll out there has it a dead heat, and they're both polling. I think Barack Obama the electoral votes, the elected right now, they have Barack Obama in the 240s with the electoral votes. Mitt Romney's in around 210. And the battleground states, every single battleground state is within the margin of error. It's very, very, very close. Here in Virginia, there's a huge Senate race between former Governor Tim Kaine, former Governor and Senator George Allen, who lost in 2006 after his macaca comment, lost to Jim Webb. Webb is not running for reelection in 2012 this time. And it's very close right now between Allen and Tim Kaine, and that's going to motivate a lot of people to come out and vote, and that could tip Virginia which is now a battleground state, toward, I think, Mitt Romney. And it's still up in the air who's going to be Mitt Romney's running mate. I said on the show that it should be Bob McDonnell, but I think everybody right now is saying that Rubio has got the inside track to that. It seems that he is, seems that he's the popular choice right now, but, of course, it's all up to Mitt Romney who he's going to choose for his running mate. So every battleground state, even states that Barack Obama won significantly in 2008, Michigan and Pennsylvania, that is in play right now for Mitt Romney. So it's a very close right now, and I think if the election were held today, nobody would know who was going to come out on top. So it's very close, and I think that with what's going on with Barack Obama's with his record as president, I think Mitt Romney's got a heck of a chance to win it.
Okay, can I make some corrections there?
Go ahead. There's no corrections.
Because I had,
you can make your opinion, but there's no corrections.
Right,
everything I said is 100% accurate.
No, it's not, Phil. I have Real Clear Politics right here that everyone.
Real Clear Politics, that poll stinks. Look at Gallup and look at Rasmussen. They're way better.
No, Phil, this is more. They're taking not just Gallup and Rasmussen. They're taking even in more polls.
They take an average of a bunch of stupid polls that nobody takes part in.
No, Phil, it's
so
much better.
You look at Rasmussen and Gallup, it's dead even.
And not only that, Phil, Real Clear Politics posts the results of all the polls. And so let's tell people what it really is. Let's see. Rasmussen had Romney ahead 5. Gallup had it a tie. Bloomberg, Obama up by 13 points.
Bloomberg is the worst poll in the entire history of the world. You can't even count on that for anything.
A Republican has the worst polling firm in the history of the whole world.
I don't care what Bloomberg.
Like
their polling
says.
Is horrible.
Okay.
I don't care who runs it. They're never right. They're always their poll is always the worst when it comes to
the
actual
results. Let me finish reading the list. Associated Press, I'm going right down the list. Associated Press, Obama 3. Pew Research, Obama 4. Reuters, Obama 1. Monmouth Survey, USA, Obama 1. IBD, Obama 4. Fox News, tie. So the only one single poll has Mitt ahead, only by 5 points, where another one has Obama ahead by 13. And then there's only two more that tie. That's it. So, and if the election were held today, Obama would clearly win because he's ahead of Romney. He is in the Electoral College. He is in the average of all these polls. He is in almost all the polls. So,
are they within the margin of error?
Obama,
every single poll, the margin
ahead.
Of error. Every single poll that
ahead.
You quoted, the percentages that you quoted is in the margin of error. It's anybody's race right now. If it were held today, nobody would know. It would be like 2000. Nobody, the top analysts didn't know. Going into the election, they didn't know.
No, Phil, the polls have been right. In 2010, I personally tracked all the key Senate races. And actually, Rasmussen, I showed you, was the worst of all. I mentioned it on air because they were really off in the boxer race. But
Rasmussen
overall,
is a very good poll.
Right.
Gallup is a very good poll. Gallup is way, way, way back. They're probably Gallup is probably one of the strongest polls to go by because they've been around the longest.
No, Phil, you can't favor one poll over another. That's why Real Clear Politics is the most fair way to do it, and they have Obama.
It's not the most fair one
more.
Because they take averages of polling where they're horrible. They got Bloomberg in there. Whatever Bloomberg says, you might as well take the direct opposite. That's more accurate.
How do you know they're not? That's not true, Phil. They've been more accurate than Rasmussen. I personally tracked them. Some of them have. So you can't claim that they're not.
You take a look at Florida. You take a look at the polls in Ohio. Dead heat. And you cannot get away from the fact that it's dead even.
You're just being a sore loser, Phil.
Is it even? This is an even election right now. How can you say that? Every single poll you quoted is within the margin of error.
Obama's a little ahead.
Every poll, margin of error.
If he's winning most polls, then he's a little ahead, and he is. So he's winning in most polls.
And a couple of the polls that you quoted, Romney's is a little ahead. So that means it's tied.
Only two, Fox, and Gallup, and then Rasmussen has him ahead, but all the rest, Bloomberg, Associated Press, Pew, Reuters, Monmouth, IBS, all have Obama ahead. So So he
and every single
little,
one is the margin of error. 2.3 points. Tell them have a 4-point margin of error.
Let's be honest. Obama is a little ahead.
No, be honest with yourself and say it's tied.
Phil, you're just being a sore loser about it.
You think that Republicans are feeling bad when the incumbent president is in a dead heat in June, in late June,
yes,
5 months before the election? Take a look when Reagan was running. He was 90 points ahead probably at one point.
Phil, if Obama was as bad as you claim and the right wing claims, he would not be winning by a little. I think Obama's
the American people don't throw people under the bus. They're giving Barack Obama an opportunity here to come out and try to defend his horrible record. That's why he's not way behind in the polls.
He's got a great record, we think.
Phil, it's all about the economy and I think the American people are smart enough to know that the economy, it's going to get better, but it's going to take a long time, and it's not a whole lot that this president
can do.
It's
only taking a long time.
Well, no, but we said it. Barack Obama, President Obama, before he was president, Phil, he said it time after time and time again in all of his speeches that it's going to take at least two administrations to fix this economy. It took us.
And he's very honest about it. That's very true.
Yeah. And it took four administrations, including the Clinton administration, and they didn't make all the right decisions. But he walked in an economy that was really bad, Phil. And you guys don't give him the benefit of the doubt for anything. He single-handedly saved the automobile industry, and you got to give him credit for that. You have to give him credit for that. You guys. He got Bin Laden. He's made some really. And again, when it comes down to these, I say it again. When it comes down to the debates, it's going to really. Because Romney, I try to watch the guy, Jana, and he just never comes across as genuine. It's like he's just sound bites. Yeah, just sound bites and teleprompters, and he's
saying things, and it's just I think one of the.
Well, when those two, Barack Obama would be completely lost without his teleprompter.
No,
he doesn't know anything without a teleprompter.
He takes questions all the time without a teleprompter. So it's nonsense.
Well, if you want to talk about polls and you want to talk about what people really think of Obama, they really think that he gets it. He's a human, and then they can relate to him. But Romney understands
his struggle.
Yeah.
Barack Obama calls it? He calls it a tell me prompter because he doesn't know on his own.
Yeah, the debates will really redefine this whole election. And I think that I hope that whoever is teaching or training Mitt Romney on these debates, they better get it together now, because I'm telling you, the president can't wait to get up there.
Obama's so sharp, he's getting John Kerry to play Mitt Romney in the mock debates.
That's just what's wrong? Him up. There's
what's
nothing wrong with that.
John Kerry's pathetic.
Mitt Romney's pathetic.
I consider John Kerry to be very intelligent. I think that's a great choice. You know what I was going to say, James, too, with your impression of Mitt Romney? What it is, Mitt's problem is he come across as insincere. And remember that guy, did you see that? It made the internet, that guy that does the actor studio, James something, and he's on there giving Mitt advice on how to be more sincere and stuff. So it's a problem for Mitt. He really has that impression of being insincere if even this guy's advising him on how to come off as more authentic. Did you see that, James or Phil?
I did see a little of that. I can't remember who the guy was, but it's a big issue for Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. It's a big issue for him, and I just think people are on vacation. It's summertime, and they're not really paying attention. That's the only reason the polls are close.
They will pay more attention in the fall. You're absolutely right.
They will. People are, and I think a big issue that the Republicans have to look out for, Jana, is the whole education, the affordable education for college students. And there's been a war on the Republican side against providing affordable education for college students. And when those kids get back to school and they start thinking about
how they're gonna... blame that on the Republicans? The college tuition is dramatically increased under Barack Obama?
Yes. Let me tell you, Phil.
It's because the Republicans don't want to do anything about the interest rates and the loan terms. They want to pay
Is that the next group that Barack Obama's going to buy off? He bought off gays by supporting gay marriage. He bought off Hispanics with amnesty. Now he's going to buy off the college students and by forgiving their college loans?
Marriage. I think he's always
is that the next group he's going to buy off,
some of these illegals. I don't think
is that the
I
next group he's going to buy off?
He's not
students.
Pandering, Phil. Those are his sincere opinions, I believe.
His base, Hispanics, gays, and college students that he carried by enormous numbers in 2008. Now he has to buy them off and get their support? What does that tell you about Barack Obama's kids?
It's not buying them off by telling something that favors them. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. Republicans do it, too. Remember, Phil?
How about you don't come to the country illegally?
How about you follow U.S. law?
You got a president here that went against all three of those things.
But Phil, when you're talking about immigration, Phil, there were more illegal immigrants that entered this country under George W. Bush. Again, Jana, another problem that the president
has to fix.
Yeah, of
course. Why do they want
to
come here under Barack Obama with this terrible economy?
They're not coming more under Obama, Phil.
They're leaving more than they're coming under Obama.
They're leaving because he's president. There's no jobs here thanks to him. So what's the incentive to come here?
Phil, there were plenty of jobs.
If he's
going to
come here and be unemployed, why come here?
There were plenty of jobs before Obama became president. Really? Phil.
Well, they're leaving now under Obama. Why would they come here? Why wouldn't they leave and go back? Obama, he hasn't created any jobs, not even for illegals.
750,000 jobs lost under Bush per month. That's when they started leaving, Phil, before Obama ever took off.
Actually, I helped out because I hired a day laborer one time when Slim Jim stood me up when he was supposed to help me move. So I went to 7-Eleven and picked up a day laborer. So I helped the economy a little bit, I guess.
Phil, I told you, too, before, in the polling business, what candidates do is they hire polling firms to do these polls by demographics. And the polling firm comes back to them and they say, your message is weakest with soccer moms, whatever. And then the candidate says something to appeal to them to get their votes. That's what candidates do. That's how they get elected.
Yeah, but Jenna, this is Barack Obama's base we're talking about. We're not talking about a group that's independent, that's looking to get your support.
If he really believes in those things, and
we're talking about Barack Obama's base. His base isn't secure. I've been saying this for a month now. His base is not secure. Hispanics are his base. College students are his base, and he does not have them secure right now.
Phil,
we got less than a minute left in the show, guys, so we're going to just have to wrap it up.
Slim
Jim, are you still with us?
College students, no matter what. We all know that.
Yeah, and the ones that vote for Obama, they'll be working for the ones that don't 10 years from now.
We've got
less than a minute left. We're going to have to end the show. Another great contentious debate here at the meter where we weigh the pulse of politics in America. Guys, another great show. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, and we will see you guys next week with another great show here at the meter. We'll be weighing the pulse of politics in America, all things politics. See you guys next week.
All right, bye, guys. Have a good day.
All right, guys. See you next week.